Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, we begin by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and sending peace and blessings upon His beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's a great blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has given us prophets and messengers and role models for us to follow and to work upon their path and to strive in attaining the best and the success in this dunya and the akhirah. And from the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we have a practical example in how to follow the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. And Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, he mentions and he says that if you are going to follow the path of someone, then follow the path of those who have passed away. For verily the living is not safe from the fitna, I mean the Sahaba, the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For they were the purest of hearts, the most knowledgeable, the closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most straightforward, the ones that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose to accompany His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So join us as we go through some of the lives and briefly mention some of the companions of the Prophet, peace be upon him, so that we may follow in their guidance and that we might be from those who have the practical sunnah in our life as the Sahaba radiallahu anhum had that sunnah in their life. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Every Muslim dreams to be up in Jannah, 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 Jannah. A pious person's destiny.